you to dwell on as you listen. You can look at your life a thousand ways. You can look at the day-to-dayness of your life from a million different directions. Stress, or dealing with your problems, or however you define the journey that is your life. I'm always dealing with other people's stuff. I'm dealing with my stuff. How is it you define your life? What are the words you use to define your life? How do you talk about this journey that is your life? How do you language it? Now I'm going to give you different language. Language that inherently contains the holy, the sacred, that instantly takes you from the ordinary to the extraordinary. That is you. You are someone finite in search of your infinite. The finiteness in you, the part that ages every day, the part that aches and gets rheumatoid arthritis and wonders about its mortgage and is tired and stressed out and irritated. That part of you that gets anxious, that part of you that gets joyful, that part of you that can't wait to see your friends or your family, that humanness, no matter how your humanness makes its way each day, within that journey, your humanness is always looking for its immortality and its eternity, its infiniteness. Now, it tries to find that infiniteness intellectually. I think I'll discuss it. I think I'll talk about great ideas. That's what I'll do. I'll read great books and talk about great ideas. I'll push great ideas to their maximum. That's what I'll do. I will go see great movies and get high. I will have great big huge ideas, and I will go to great big hugeness. And I will think great big huge thoughts, or I'll make great big huge amounts of money. I will push myself to great big hugeness, and maybe great big huge people will recognize my hugeness as I walk down a huge street and drive a huge car. Are you seeing my hugeness yet? Are you recognizing my hugeness? But it doesn't matter, because the next day your hugeness is older and it needs an aspirin. My hugeness is getting rickety. What's the problem? My hugeness needs, I have to take it for a walk. I'll talk to you later. I have to take my hugeness for a walk. I have to take my hugeness to therapy. It's getting not huge enough. My hugeness is having a hugeness crisis. And you discover that nothing feeds the beast of hugeness, because it's finite. There's an end to what you can feed the finite beast. And yet it keeps pushing. It won't stop, because the pushing's from within. The infinite pushes the finite. The voice within, the sacred, pushes the mundane. The sacred, forever pushing the mundane. You aren't going to die. You aren't going to die. The infinite of all great infinites pushes you into the most extraordinarily complicated things from your point of view that your mind can't get you out of, but in fact that your mind got you into because of your hugeness and your need to be huge and extraordinary and your fear of looking at things clearly, of seeing the truth, of seeing what is truth. And finally,